CBS News, the White House. Good morning. What to expect from the president and those around him in coming weeks after this?
Let's face it, most new car service plans look fine on paper. But when it comes time to replace a part that's worn out on your new car, well, that could be a different matter. Not so with American Motor. You see, we expect every part in every AMC car to last at least 12 months or 12,000 miles. So we've established the exclusive AMC Buyer Protection Plan. Under the terms of the plan, we'll fix or replace any part on any AMC car except tires for 12 months or 12,000 miles. And we'll do it free, whether the part was defective or just wore out under normal use and service. We also have a plan to give you a free loaner car if these repairs take overnight. So if you're looking at year-end deals, consider the added value the Buyer Protection Plan gives to a new Gremlin, Hornet, Javelin, Matador, or Ambassador. You'll see why we say it's not just what your dealer will do for you now that counts. It's what he'll do for you after you buy the car. American Motors Corporation. We back them better because we build them better.
President Nixon went cruising on his yacht last night. Next week, he'll be off to California for a long vacation. Whatever you may think about Watergate and the president's response to unanswered questions, you may want to know what to expect from Mr. Nixon and his administration in the weeks ahead. Mind you, about some very important things, even the president probably doesn't know. For example, how the Agnew business is going to go. One is left with the impression that President Nixon believes there is at least some chance the vice president could be indicted. You may have noticed that Mr. Nixon said not a word about Mr. Agnew in the presidential report to the nation Wednesday evening. With the exception of the vice president, who understandably will be excused on the basis that Mr. Agnew has all he can handle with troubles from the Maryland prosecutor, other members of the executive branch, especially cabinet officers, are expected to get visibly active with their jobs in a hurry. Mr. Nixon would like to see them holding news conferences, announcing new decisions, embarking on new initiatives, and, of course, speaking up for him a great deal over these next few weeks. The idea is to try to tamp down the notion that at least a partial paralysis of leadership still exists. The president himself will be making some speeches before groups he feels are sympathetic, and he has promised to hold at least one news conference in California. That would be his first news conference of any kind in 5 months. He has not held a news conference open to full coverage, including live television and radio, in well over 1 year. There is no indication yet whether the news conference he has promised in California will be open to full coverage, including live radio and television. Some observers have said they believe the president is reluctant to make it so because he is wary of his performance being compared with that of Vice President Agnew in Mr. Agnew's most recent live broadcast news conference, the one for which Mr. Agnew got such uniformly applauding reviews and editorial comment, even from reporters he had used his office to hammer when he was riding high. As for the president's promised news conference, whether he allows full coverage or not, it isn't clear whether he will take questions about Watergate, or if he takes them, whether he will simply refer questioners back to previous statements. Besides wanting his cabinet officers to be seen and heard being active, making speeches and holding a news conference himself, the president can be expected to make some decisions about the economy, deciding whether to extend again the freeze on petroleum products, for example. The average cost of feeding a family of four in New York shot up almost 4% in a single week this month. Now, New York is not New Waverly or even New Orleans, which is to say prices may have shot up more in Manhattan than in most places, but still a 4% grocery jump in 1 week in any big city is the kind of news a president ignores at his peril. Foreign travel also figures in Mr. Nixon's plans for the immediate future. The tentative plans, unconfirmed, apparently call for him to visit Europe in early October, if not before. Other foreign travel possibilities, including Japan, before the first of the year, are under consideration. Plus, one way or another, a bold surprise or two. As with most presidents, Mr. Nixon, especially when standings are low in public opinion polls, would like to pull off some kind of stunner, a surprising, sure applause winner. With the latest Gallup poll showing Mr. Nixon with the lowest standing in public opinion of any president in the past 20 years, it's a safe wager he'll be doing all he can to keep it from going any lower. The economic picture doesn't figure to help for a long while yet, if ever. So the search is on for stoppers to the poll plummet. Now, please, this message.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vice, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that vice grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of vice grip locking wrenches don't know the total story. There are many uses for vice grip that we haven't heard about. That's because vice grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about vice grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a vice grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name vice grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a vice grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
This is Rather reporting. Thank you for joining us on First Line Report from CBS News.